Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Grace with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Court dismisses Clive Palmer's application to appeal fraud and dishonesty charges. In 2018, criminal charges were brought about by the Australian Securities and Investment Commission, focusing on allegations that Clive Palmer and his Coolum-based resort broke the law in timeshare investment buyout proceedings. Other accusations include improperly transferring funds between companies for the funds to be used for the Palmer United Party in 2013 federal election campaign. Palmer's charges are scheduled for Brisbane Magistrates Court on the 16th of February.
Premier Stephen Miles says Woolloongabba may not be developed as extensively as planned. Following the release of his government's new Homes for Queenslanders plan, Miles says that housing in Woolloongabba will depend on the outcome of his Olympic Games venue review. He says the Gabba Stadium may have more of a refurbishment than a redevelopment, and adds that will still bring an amenity people will like to live close to. Former Brisbane Lord Mayor Graham Crook will complete the infrastructure review in March.
In national news, the Australian Senate establishes an inquiry into aircraft noise. Greens Senator Janet Rice moves that a report to be made on the impact and mitigation of aircraft noise on residents and businesses in cities and towns. A Greens spokesperson says the airports and airlines can't be relied on to fix this issue themselves. The report is due on the 8th of October.
The Reserve Bank Board says it cannot rule out further interest rate rises. The RBA announced yesterday that the economic outlook is uncertain, but it remains highly attentive to inflation risks. The target range of 2-3% is expected to be met in 2025. While goods and service inflation has eased, the board warns that both still remain high. The cash rate target will remain the same at 4.35%.
In international news, there are concerns for a pod of orcas trapped in drift ice off the coast of Japan. At least 10 orcas have become trapped in ice off Hokkaido, about 1 kilometre from Russo in the Shiotoku Peninsula. Seiichiro Tsuchiya, a marine life expert, said he discovered the pod while filming on his drone conducting research in the area. He saw the pod sticking their heads out of a hole in the ice. The orcas seem to be struggling to breathe. Orcas only spend several minutes submerged at a time. In winter, the area in northern Japan is covered in ice. However, the lack of wind means the ice barely moved. The thick ice made it impossible for Coast Guard to attempt to free the mammals. They now hope the ice will break up soon so the orcas can escape.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers. It's currently 28.6 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. There's no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.